Let me tell you a little story about a dude I know. His name is Bruce Allen, he used to have a Jufro. He was born and raised out in the town of LA. That's where he went to UCLA, got his...
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view. I hope you liked our segment with Harley Sherrilyn Laban. I keep on saying her name backwards. It's Sherrilyn Harley Laban. We certainly covered the political spectrum in 9 minutes or less. That was fun. But it is time for some spiritual talk with Pastor Drew Sams, who's a teaching pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village, California. He and his wife, Erica, and son, just about to be two, Judah Andrew Sams, live in Newberry Park, which is adjacent to Westlake Village. And they are about to celebrate, as I said, his two-year birthday. Welcome back to the show, Pastor Drew.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
So let's have a little update on how Judah Andrew Sams is doing as he's approaching his second birthday.
Yeah, here he is right around the corner. As I've been telling you the last couple weeks, he is two going on 20. He just wants to drive our car. And, you know, we've actually got on order a steering wheel for him. And
oh, so you did.
We're going to have you sign it or something, because this was your idea. And those listeners that know who, as I've shared, he sits in the back seat and he just says, I drive. So we've loved your idea.
I hope it's one that has a horn so you can really be annoyed.
I know, totally. There you go.
He punches the horn.
That's
adorable. So, you know, this week's column is called The Greatest Soap Opera of All, and it's about being a parent, which I have talked about in segment one. But you made a very great observation in the break that part of what the column covers is the fact that a lot of young people are choosing not to have children. And it's my belief that it's, in fact, the biggest crisis that the world is facing is a demographic crisis. And in certain countries like Japan, they're almost literally dying off because they don't have enough people reproducing. So in Japan, they actually sell more adult diapers than baby diapers. And a similar problem in Western Europe, to a lesser degree in the U.S., but it is a big problem. So I know you have some biblical verses to quote, but, you know, having kids, as you now know personally, is the greatest experience you can possibly experience. Yet so many people are choosing to either not have them at all or only have one, maybe two tops. Well, if we don't average two per couple, we don't even stay even. So if the average is like 1.1, which is I think what it is in Japan, and it's like 1.7 or 1.8 in the US and somewhere in the middle between the two in Europe, we are gonna be gone in a matter of centuries. So what are your thoughts on this somewhat scary thing that doesn't get a whole lot of press?
No, it sure doesn't. Here we are in 2014, and I think it, very dramatically in the next generation, we're going to see, when you look at the whole world and the global population, just a huge shift in the amount of not only individuals who are part of communities that value children. I think of the Muslim community, and I have friends who are part of the Muslim community who really value and are having as, you know, many kids. Just the shape and the demographics of the world is going to change dramatically in this next generation. But, you know, I have friends who have been married for a while, and it's coming down to a choice for them. And it's amazing, as you've touched on it, that a lot of people are choosing either not to have kids or are waiting until much later, you know, after they've kind of established their careers, established themselves, and having children much later.
And, of course, then they have that really very difficult decision, kid or BMW, kid or BMW. And a lot of them are choosing the toys.
Oh, it's very true.
Toys are so transitory, so superficial as far as depth of life, let alone, you know, just what we bring back to the world, to God, to society. So tell me some of the verses that came to mind when you read this column.
Well, actually, there's so many. It's very interesting. So throughout all of Scripture, there's no warning against people who choose not to have kids. You don't see that anywhere in Scripture. However, there is verse after verse after verse of reminding parents what a blessing children are. And sometimes we need to hear that when it's they're crying, you're up in the middle of the night, you haven't slept much, and you see friends who don't have the freedom of, let's say, a couple that doesn't have kids. But here's one, Psalm 127. It basically says, children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward from Him. And I love this. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior our children born in one's youth. Basically, kids are like arrows, and says, and it goes on to say this: blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be put to shame when they contend with their opponents in court. And what a picture, thinking of kids as arrows in your quiver, and how great it is to have a full quiver. Some more, Psalm 37 just talks about children being a blessing. In Isaiah, this, it goes so far as to say this: for when you see your many children and the blessings that God has given you, you will recognize the Holy One of Israel. They will stand in awe of God. And so he goes so far to say, Isaiah, the prophet, that when you see your children, you'll actually remember God. You'll see the face of God. That's a that's a bold claim.
But
so
you've
true.
Lived it. You've lived it. I mean, come on. When you saw the birth of your child, when you saw your baby, when you saw all those first steps, how can you not believe in God? It's such a miracle.
I've never seen that with a BMW.
Good point, good point. Now, you know what the irony is? Incredible irony. The Bible is full of such horror stories about parents and kids, yet it's obviously filled with all these verses about the blessings of kids. But I mean, there's one after another horror story of what siblings do to one another, of what parents and kids and sacrifices. And I mean, it talk about greatest soap opera of them all.
Oh,
the Bible is insane.
Yeah, that's what I love about the Bible, because in some ways it's so true. It covers the whole spectrum of the human experience, the good, the bad, the ugly, the beautiful. You can't make it up, because, you know, to see even these people like David, described as a man after God's own heart, and all the mistakes he makes, you know, it's like, why would you put that, you know, into the scriptures to convince people to live like him had it not been true? And I just love the honesty of, you know, how hard it is, but at the same time, what a blessing it is to be a parent. And, you know, at the same time, I also recognize that the choice to have kids is a luxury. And let me explain that in the sense that never growing up did I ever think that, I never thought about infertility, for example. And so the fact that my wife and I struggled for years, though we were choosing to have kids, and yet month after month went by where we didn't, I realized that on one hand there's a sensitivity that I now have that I didn't have before, that even the fact that we have a choice sometimes is a luxury. And many of us take for granted the fact that we even do have a choice. You know, and so even as I spent those years waiting, praying, hoping, wondering, you know, just being able to finally have the blessing of Judah be born. Here we are about to celebrate his second birthday. You know, it's such a joy, and we would just so long to have more.
Let me tell you a little story about a dude I know. His name is Bruce Allen.